Russia is being accused of beheading a captured Ukrainian soldier. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said this act would not be forgotten or forgiven. We have two correspondents on the story. Dorsa Jabari is in Moscow. We'll speak to her in just a moment. But first, let's bring in Jonah Hull, joining us from Kyiv, to tell us what more we're learning about this alleged incident, Jonah, and whether the video has been independently verified.
Well, we've grown used in the last 14 months or so, haven't we, to seeing pretty gruesome footage of war. But this particular incident makes very grim viewing indeed. And for that reason, we're obviously not able to broadcast it. There are two videos, in fact, that emerged overnight, one showing, purporting to show two Ukrainian military corpses beheaded. The second video is far more graphic. It purports to show a Russian soldier torturing and then beheading a Ukrainian prisoner of war. And there are signs in the video that the Ukrainian may have been alive when the beheading process begins. Importantly, it is impossible to independently verify this video. Equally, it is impossible to independently verify its context, the units involved, where it happened or when it happened, although it's been pointed out that the foliage in the surroundings in the video, particularly lush and green, suggests that this was taken at the very least well before the start of winter last year. It's gained a lot of traction on social media and has generated some significant comment here in Ukraine. Dmytro Kuleba, the foreign minister, likening Russia as a result of this video to Islamic State. And, of course, President Zelensky releasing a statement of his own, calling on world leaders to react. He said, don't expect this to be forgotten by us. We are not going to forget. Here's what he had to say.
There's something that no one in the world can ignore, how easily these beasts kill. This video, the execution of a Ukrainian captive, the world must see it. This is a video of Russia as it is, the kind of creatures they are. There are no people for them, a son, a brother, a husband, someone's child. This is video of Russia trying to make this a new norm, such a habit of destroying life.
So that's the comment from Zelensky. Let's bring in Dorsa Jabari, who's joining us from Moscow, to find out whether there's been any reaction from the Kremlin, Dorsa, to this.
Yes, we just heard from the Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov a short while ago, and he had a brief statement on this video. He said that first it needs to be verified and that it is appalling and rather disturbing footage that it shows. We haven't heard from any other high-ranking officials in the country so far about this video that's circulating, but according to Dmitry Peskov, it first needs to be verified, and they also, the Kremlin agrees that it is quite disturbing. I think they're going to have to wait and see down the line how they can react once and if the footage is verified.
Yeah, okay, Dorsa, you'll keep us across the story. But let me ask you about another development from Russia. And we understand that Parliament is due to discuss new conscription legislation. What's that about?
Well, this is a bill that was first introduced in February 22nd, to be exact, just before the war broke out of 2022 in the State Duma, that is the lower house of parliament in this country, where it proposed some changes to the mandatory military service that men in Russia between the ages of 18 and 27 have to go through. They have a one-year military service that is mandatory. The bill that was passed in its third and final reading in the Duma House on Tuesday, they basically states that currently the process is that men are received in a letter from the military via post that they need to report for duty, and they need to go to an enlistment recruitment office of the military. They have a window of 20 days once the letter is received. Now, when the defense ministry issues these letters, it takes them up to 7 days to verify that it's been received by the person they sent it out to. Now, the changes they propose is that this is going to become a digital system. system. And according to the Kremlin, it is because the enlistment process was such a chaotic mess over the past few months that they decided to move to a digital system. Now, that means as soon as a person's details are uploaded on the system, they will be considered served. They will have 20 days from that date that the details are uploaded to report to a facility to report for duty. And also, immediately, they will not be allowed to leave the country. That is one of the main issues. That means it becomes much more difficult for men in this country to dodge the military service that they have to go through. And if they don't report within that time frame, then there is a number of restrictions that will be placed on them that will make life very difficult for them. Not only they won't be able to leave the country, they will not be allowed to rent any property, they will not be allowed to register any businesses. So really, they're trying to find all kinds of ways to ensure that the system is a smooth one.
Okay, thank you so much. Dorsa Jabari reporting from Moscow.